Willie.
Pressure to Brett down from behind. Closing quickly for the sack. Willie Young.
Willie going crazy.
From the time I stepped foot into that, in Detroit, I felt like I was always preparing myself as if I was a starter. It's not much you can do with the politic thing, but I found a way to make it all work. And that was just to, you know, learn what I could in the position that I was in. Seventh round pick, usually you don't make it.
Maybe for a year when you're bouncing around the league.
Every time you turn on film, 79 at the time was just all over the place. My coaches seemed to be very surprised at my activity and, you know, how much I just happened to be around the ball. But if you were to track my record and go back to high school, it was no different.
I did go back and see a scouting report of you as you entered NC State. And it might as well be the same scouting report we have on you now.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly verbatim. Mm-hmm. You play with your hair on fire with passion and a viciousness and a unique way to rush the passer.
Yep, that's like my way of life, kind of. You know, I live life on the edge.
So do you know that you were number 213 in that seventh round draft?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that number?
Yes,
what
I
does
know
that
it.
Number mean?
They don't give you much hope, you know. I don't know how many guys that was drafted with me first, second, third round, who I don't think is still playing right now.
You were the 16th defensive end draft.
Yeah. Honestly felt like I should have been, you know, first, second round guy. It was, you know, it was emotional.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
I almost see like you getting emotional now.
I hadn't really went into depth about how I felt that day because once I got to Detroit, it was full speed. It wasn't, you know, you didn't have time to look back.
Well, how about when the Bears called?
When they called, I was just stunned, you know. For one, I'm like, well, it's just right across the street from Detroit, you know. So I know I still see those guys twice a year. I know I had put on a showcase last year with Detroit. I don't know how many hurries I had.
60.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
60.
Had I just landed half of those, we're talking about a new record.
Well, and you know, you came here under the idea, though, you're going to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what happened when they signed Jared Allen?
You know, I got a call and just saying that we didn't see this one coming, you know, type of deal. But he's a guy that I can take a lot from and learn a lot from.
Create your contact. You want to create your fight zone a little deeper.
Yeah.
Hard pump, hit from behind, and down he goes.
Willie going crazy.
Willie Young again.
He went in the pond on him.
So I'm digging deep into your past, and the fishing is a consistent theme. I mean, I also read a quote where, and this was back in college, you were asked what you'd do with your first $1 million, and the answer was you'd buy a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So you've made well over $1 million. Have you bought the boat to go fishing?
Yes, I have. I could not wait to get back to Palm Beach when I signed my deal with Chicago.
Yes, you go right there. Yeah, good.
Yeah, that $1 million, you know how that goes. That million is not a million after that first day. Agent, one of his fees.
Yeah, the agent's taxes.
You got to take care
players
of
players union. Yeah, well,
take
yeah
care of your expenses. Uncle Sam wore his, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's tough. It's tough. I got my boat now. There's nothing else I want other than just continue to provide for my family and just go out on Sunday and make plays.
Welcome to Chicago, my friend. A sack for Willie Young.